Zog the Gemara Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis. Umay Remeir. Where is this Remeir that we're saying that there's a machlekes clearly Remeir Abel Yezer that we don't discuss Chachomim. It's a discussion only between one another. Kikoy Ad Remeir, when Remeir said that Yechai V'Chatos for this boysim, so Rabbi Eliezer said, no, you're not chayv chatos, you're potter. But really he holds mutl chatkila, but a chomer not mentioned over here. Where is this machlokes Remeir and Rabbi Eliezer? So Gemara Tanya, it says in the Braisa, L'seitzi isho, b'mafteach shebiyoda. A woman cannot carry a mafteach, sometimes you have a key ring, so you're not allowed to take that key ring and put the ring around your finger like you're wearing a ring with a key. That's considered a regular masui, and that's chayv chatos. V'im yotzeh chayv chatos, div Remeir, Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, no, b'koyveles, b'tzuchish aplaiton, you're allowed to have that. What is Kavelas and Tzuchas Plaiton? What's the perfume, the boysim, negate over here? So Gemara, Kavelas man de kashme. We're not discussing Kavelas. So Gemara, Chesu mechzavach ketoni. This is what we're saying. That v'chein b'kavelas, v'chein b'tzuchas Plaiton lo teitze. Likewise, you're not allowed to go with the Kavelas and Tzuchas Plaiton according to Remeir. Because you hold that it's a masui. V'im yotzen, if you go with it, you chayv chatos. Div Remeir. That's Chesu mechzavach. And on that, Rabbi Eliezer poiter. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you're potter mechatos by kavelas and betzuchas aplaiton. And the reason why he says you're potter, because really holds is mutal chatchila, Rabbi Eliezer shita. Because man dakele melef, who wears this, an isha shrecha ra, she's not going to be machva. But if he koyat, Remeir, he's going on Remeir. So Meili just says that you are potter. But it doesn't mean that midini holds is potter velosa, he holds be'etzim is mutal chatchila. Zogdimo, b'medvo mamurim, when do we say that Rabbi Eliezer patters kavelas and p'tuchas aplaiton k'shiyesh b'hem boysim, when it actually has boysim inside the little pouch, the silver pouch that you wear, it has that boysim in it. Aval ein b'hem boysim, but there is no boysim, meaning there's just a reyach, but not the boysim itself, no mamoshes, then yechayeves, then even according to Rabbi Eliezer yechayev chatos, because the kavelas and the p'tuchas aplaiton themselves are not considered a takshit. They're only considered a masui. So melech, the only thing that's matrit is the boysim shaboy. But if there's no boysim, then he takes a chayv chatos even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Braisa starts over with loyteitze isha b'mafteach shabiyodo. So Rishonim say that even though she's wearing this mafteach with the tabas as a ring, like she takes the ring holder and she puts it around her finger, she wears it like a derech tabas, still she's going to be chayv chatos. Why? Because in the weekday, that's how you carry a key too. You carry a key by taking the ring and putting it around your finger. So it's be'etzim carrying a key. Carrying a key is a masui. So Meila, I don't care that I'm wearing it as a tabas. That's the oifen of wearing it in the choil. That's kederek. So Meila, chayv chatos. Now, there are people that have types of chains with keys that they wear around themselves as a belt or as a handkerchief or something that they wear to make it into a malbush. So the Mishabura Lamaisa in Shin Aleph Membezi brings that en nimchois. We have people that have a mafteach and they wear it as a tachshit, even though it's clearly that you're using it to be mishtamish. You're using it to open your door. So still you can't be moicha on those that wear it as a tachshit. But that's mamash dis sugya. Meaning, if you're wearing it as a clearly defined that you're wearing it because that's how you carry a key, by taking the ring holder and putting it around your finger, so you be'etzim carrying the key, so it's lishtamshis, so that'd be considered carrying. So the question is on Shabbos when you make the maftech into a takshit. So he says ein limchois. We had people that are makel in carrying a key in such a oifen on Shabbos. Zok the Gemara Omer Rav Ade ba'Ave Zoyse Meres. From the fact that we said in the Braisa that if there is no boysim, then you chayev even on the kli, meaning then you chayeves, you chayev on the kli itself. Is Mashu Rabbi Eliezer holds that hamoitzi oichlin pachas mikashir. If you take less than a shear of oichlin. Oichlin is a shear that you chayev on only when you take a gregaris. Later on, we'll see. So if you're taking oichlin less than a shear, so mitzad the oichlin, you're not chayev. So the chiddush is, if you're taking it in the kli, you might think that the kli is bottled to the oichlin, and the oichlin is not the shear, so then you put on the kli. So the chiddush is, no, you're chayev ala kli. That's where Rebbe Eliezer Shita is, that he argues on later on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you put on the kli also. The kli is taka tofel to the oichel. But here he says clearly that a moitzi oichlin, zois emeres, that moitzi oichlin, pochas megashir, the kli yechayv on the kli. Why? Because over here by the kavelas, ain't baboisim, when we talk about there is no boisim. I mean, there's no baboisim. There's only a reach of boisim. There's no boisim. So it's less than a shir. kapachs mikashir bikli domi, and it says vikatoni chayeves that you chayev. What do you chayev? You chayev on the kli. So we see that ein b'boisim you chayev on the kli, and we don't say the kli is bottled to the boisim. So we see clearly he holds that moitzi oichel kapachs mikashir bikli you chayev on the kli, and the kli is not bottled to the oichel that kapachs mikashir. And that Ravashi is matchan. He says no, there's no raya from here. Why? Ba'alma be'etzmi would hold that oichlin pachas mikashir, the shear, the kli is butter to it. La oilam eim aloch that what? Potter. You potter on the kli is butter to the oichl. Shiny hocha. Over here it's different. B'shiny hocha. The leisa le mamosha beklau. Over here there's no mamosha at all in boysim. We're talking about not pshat as I have a little boysim, like I have a little oichl less than the shear. We're talking about eim b'boysim. Eim b'boysim means there's only reach. Reach is eim b'boysim at all. So memeli yichayev on the kli. Not because the kli is not bottled to the oichl pachas mikashir. There is no oichl pachas mikashir. It's eim b'mamosh. There is no boysim at all. There's only reach. So memeli that's yichayev on the kli. A kli can be bottled to pachas mikashir oichl, but a kli can be bottled so dovish eim b'mamosh. Meaning the reach ba'alma, not be'etzem boysim. Reach ba'alma, that's ein ba'mamish, for that a kli can be bottled to. Zog the Gemara weiter, the Poskin Amish says, v'reishish shmonam yimshochu. The Novi is mechich them for being nana in all types of shmanim, which is the shemen afarsamen, this balsam oil, the pliton. Reishish shmonam yimshochu. They were sach, they ma'anik themselves with this very special oil. Zog the Gemara, omer avido ma'shmuel, Zeh Pleiton is referring to the Shemen HaFarsim and the Balsam. In fact, the Ma'akash of them, Mosav Av Yosef, it stated in the Braisa that after the Churban, they made a Gzeira, not to be Nana because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash Lefneim, not to be Nana too much from Tanuga Oilem Hazeh. And of them stated in the Braisa, Va'af a Pleiton goes Rabbi Yudah Ben Bova. Rabbi Yudah Ben Bova got Asered and he made a Gzeira even on Pleiton. But the Chomer Namoida that you can't be Nana from this Shemen HaFarsim. Now, if you're going to say the Pasuk is talking about Pleiton, and it's because of Mishum Tainug, and that's what the Novi gave them Musa, because they miss Anug, so why would the Chomer not be Moida? My Eloi, Hoi, Deloi, L'chor, it's a Tainug, and it should stop these Tanugim after the Tzar, after the Chumbez HaMikdosh, because of the Tzar, the Churban. So the Gemara, no, that's not schwer. Omele Abaya, V'lechamech, according to you, Hodech Siv, it says in the Pasuk that one of the Tanugim was Hashoysim B'Mizuke Yayin, that they drank the wine in Mizuke Yayin. And that Avada did in Asa, even though they drank it in goblets and all types of glass utensils. And what was the Tainuk? So Machloikas, Rav Ami v'Ravasi, Chadoma Knishkonin. Knishkonin means it's like a glass pipe that you pour the wine in, and it comes out from both sides. Two people can drink simultaneously. So it's a very Geshmaka Tainuk. You drink wine, it comes out together. So they drink together. Chadoma, the Pshat in this Tainuk was, is the Shoysim B'Mizuk Yayin is referring to they were able to throw acrobatic stunt, throw cups of wine that are full and still not spill. That was the Tainuk. They threw wine at each other. Now they didn't answer this. Hochanami the Osi, you're going to tell me this Osi after the Churban? That can't be. Rabbi Baravuna was by the Reveshkut Lusa. Vishosa B'Knishkashin. And they drank Knishkashin. They drank this Knishkashin. They drank this glass pipe that it came out from both sides, and they drank the wine in such a way. And it was a moicha. It was a moicha. So if he didn't say anything, it's muchach. They were not goys on all tanugim. So melech not shver with Rav Yosef asked either. That even though the pasuk says, reish ishmanim yimshochu, it's going, referring to Pleiton, that doesn't mean they were goys on it because of the tzar chum, and that you can't be nana from it. Not everything you're asid, just like the yang knishkin wasn't asid after the churban. So what's the klal? What is also after the churban? El kol midi is be tainuk, is be simcha. That's both conditioned. Sai tainuk and sai simcha. So then it's goes to be rabbonon because of the tzar churban. Aval midi is be tainuk, less be simcha. If it's tainuk but without simcha, so loy goes to rabbonon. So mele they didn't aser even after the churban b'samikdash. So shemesh apliton, it might be tainuk, but the ma'aser is no simcha. And so mele they're not goyzer. And the shtiya yain b'knishkeshon, even though there's a tainuk, drinking in such a way, two people together from this glass pipe, it's not a simcha. It's not just a simcha that it's osa. Now, even though ein simcha ela bevosav yayin, that doesn't mean that that's the simcha that they asked. Because the Gemara in Bava Basra Taka says in Daf Samach that it's ein atzi bichoyin lamed boy. They weren't goyz exerish ein yochel lamed boy. So we didn't ask drinking wine. In the 9 days, the bevosav yayin, that's something else. But be'etzim, they would ask after the churban bosav yayin stam, the year. But ain't yichal lamed boy. So wine is not the simcha that we're referring to of simcha v'tainik that would be us after the churban. Zog the Gemara, another pasuk in Amos that refers to the Teichacha, that the Novi was mechich them on what they did before the Churban. Hashoichvim al mitos shein usruchim al rasoisom. So what does that mean? What is it referring to? Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, the Lashon of usruchim. Suchim in Lashon of Sircha, Melamed Shoyim Ashtin in Mayim Bifnim Bitusein Arumim. They urinated in front of their Mita Orum, which is Mos. Megadiv Rebavohu asked on that. Ihochi, if that's the case, Hainadich Siv, Lochen Ato Yiglu Beroish Goylim, because of that urinating Orum in front of the Mita, you're going to Golis, such a severe punishment for something that's Mos, so bad. Zogmah Mishim Rishtin in Mayim Bifnim Bitusein Arumim, so Yiglu Beroish Goylim. Why such a chomedik oynish? Zakmar elam rabavo. It doesn't mean literally just there was shoyse mayim. No, schuchim alu shoyse means el bnei odom show your oichlim shoyseim zem zed. They ate together, they drank together, they were married together. And what did they do? V'doyfkim itaseim zebezun. It was nus umachlifin nishaseim zebezeh zem zed umaschichin ari shoysom b'shich vazera shenu shalayen. So that's taka. That's taka most to such an extent of znus. So that's why because of that they taka. They taka went into Golis. Now we'll see soon, taka, they didn't go into Golis because being mashed in Mayim, the flame to say in Orum, but Anias it does bring about. Not Golis, but Anias, yes. Zog the Gemara, Omer Abavohu, Va'amilob Masisa Tona, the Brisa state, Shlosh Advogam Bibin, is Odom, the Anias, the three things that bring about Anias for a person to become poor. Ve'eluain, Hamasha Mayim Bifnei Tosoi, someone who does this Orum, Masha Mayim Bifnei Tosoi Orum, Umezalzel metisidayim, and he mezalzel metisidayim, which is supposed to be nekias, and he's mezalzel in it. Veshe ishtoy mekalalta befonov, or his wife is angry at him, and she is mekal in him in front of him. So those three things bring the danias. Now Rashi says, why is he mashtin orum lefnei bitosoy? Because amol they had to go to an outhouse, so it's ucha the milsanokat. So he was a tircha, so he was mashtin lefnei bitosoy. And that the Gemara explains now. Zok the Gemara, Hamashtin Mayim Bifnei Mitosi Orum. Why is it bringing down Nias? Omer Rav Eloi Morin Elo Demahadar Apel Purayu. That he's turning his face towards the bed. So he's mashtin over there on the bed. So that's Takamos. And that's Gorim Anias. Avel Broi, but if he's going away from the bed, so then Leslambo, then there is no Chashash of Anias. Because then it goes far away, then it's not Nimesis. Zok the Gemara, V'demahadar Apel Purayu. And then when he turns his face towards the bed, namila moron, elola aro. That's only when he's mashing on the floor. Aval bikmona, if he's mashing in a clean utensil, in a urinal, in a potty, so then leslambo, then it looks shashvanias, because again, it's not mos. The icky soid is mos. Mos brings about anias. And Rashi says that there's a malach that's memuna on anias, and his name is novel. So anything that's novel, that's mos, brings about anias, and that's takovir. The hashtona is novel, and likewise, if you don't wash your hands properly, so it's mos because the purpose of the netilah is nekias. So mele, it's vaiter going to bring about anias. Then novel is shoylet because you bring about mius. Zok the gemara umezalzel b'netilas yedayim. He's mezalzel b'netilas yedayim. What does that mean? Omarove le'amoron and le'moshi yod deklal. You didn't wash your hands at all. Aval moshav le'moshav. But if you washed, just happened to be in a revius mitzumtzum, exact revius, or you washed, but you weren't mefashvish yadayim. You didn't rub them to be menaked them properly. So you yoitzed in the tila. You just didn't do it properly. You didn't have a ribui mayim. And you weren't mefashvish, so less lumbo. So then there's no problem of anias because lemaisa you wash your hands. True, you weren't menaked totally, but that's not going to have the effect of anias without the pishbush or if it's revius mitzumtzum. Zok the Gemara v'lav milsi. The Maya said this is not incorrect. I wash my hands with an abundance of water. So yovali meloichafnei tivusa. So I was zeichem in Hashemayim to get a meloichafnei of toiva of Ashiris. So we see clearly that if you do mitzumtzum, you get anias. Now you could be matran and say no that you don't get the broch of Ashiris, but it doesn't mean you get the klal of anias if you do mitzumtzum. If you want to get the broch of Ashiris, you have to do beribui. That doesn't mean if you don't do beribui, then you automatically get the klala of anias. Even if you did a revius, no. Lo'alim, if you do a revius mitzumtzum, you taka don't get the klala. It's only when you don't wash, when it's less than mashav le'mashav, when it's less than revius. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. Others learn fakert, that when is the problem of le'amoron is the le'mashav yodei klal, meaning that it was only done when it was with a revius. Aval Moshe v'loy Moshe. But if it was more than Revius, then less lambo. But ain't chanami, if you do Revius mitzumtum, then it's taka problem. And who are then the gabi pishbush? If you're not mefashvish, that would be the problem. Now the Ramot taka says, brings in Kuf Samach Beis, the chatchili you have to be mefashvish because of Nikias. And the Nikias is this, the Anias comes about from the Inikias. So that's the chatchili you have to be mefashvish. It's also brought down b'shem d'shlo that a person shouldn't have an abundance of water only for the Ashiris. Then it's like Oyved Amnas Kabel Pras. But rather you're doing it because of the mitzvah Shaboy. As I stated in Kuf Nun Hei Taka, you're doing it because of the mitzvah, and that is why you have an abundance of water. Not because Amnas Kabel Schar, you want to get Ashiris. The Mishmur brings over there, if someone washes with an abundance and he doesn't see Ashiris, it's because Maisov Amakrim. So it's not an automatically quick fix. That the ma'asev can be ma'akev, that you don't get the ashiris. Akapana, but the pashtus is, you should lechatchila be ma'aber more than revius, because when the Gemara says, less lambo, Rashi says, mosh v'loy mosha means, you're not to revius. And then the Gemara says, v'lohi, la milsihi. And the Gemara says that you have to have more than that means. So the lechatchila should have more than revius in order to have the ribay of ma'ayim. The next thing the bullet the Anias is his wife is Mekal Befonov. Omar Rova, what's it referring to? Al Iske Tachshitel. He doesn't want to buy her jewelry. He's able to afford it and he doesn't spend on her. So then Taka, she's not going to be careful about his money either. She says, look, you have the money, you're not spending. So she's not careful either. So it's going to come to the Anias. The Miri says if he doesn't spend his money the way he's supposed to on his wife, Mechabde so he's going to come to the Anias. So he's not using his money properly. So Mel, he's going to lose the taka. Zok the Gemara, Pesukim in Yishaya, Dorash Rove B'Rei Ravi Loyim, Eilich Siv. Shtet in Pesukim in Yishaya, V'Yoyim Rashem Yan, Ki Govu B'Nois Tzion, Shoyim Ahalchus B'Koyim Eskufa. Rashi says, we're talking about B'Nois Nesuois, married ladies. They went B'Koyim Eskufa, upright, showing as if they were very tall. Zok the Gemara, V'Talachna Nitiyos Goyren. It says in the pasuk afterwards, they went to Tiyas Goyren. What does that mean? The Tiyas Goyren. Shoyim Ahalchus Eike B'Tzad Goydel. They walked very slowly. Eike B'Tzad Goydel. U'Meshakros Einoyim. What does that mean? Dama Malin Kuchla Le'enayu U'Meramzon. They used to have makeup on their eyes and meramez and be meramez to the Bachurim. These were Nesuos. Holoich V'Tofoif. So the Gemara Shoyim Ahalchus Aruka B'Tzad Ksora. So it should stick out and stand out. A tall lady next to a short lady. So the tall one sticks out and stands out. So the Gemara V'Raglein Tach Seno. What is that referring to? Omer Rabbi Yitzchak. This all talking about before the Churban. This was taking place tragically in Yerushalayim. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak B'Dvei Rav Ami Melamed Shematilois Moir V'Afazman B'Menalein. They used to put this perfume in their shoes. U'Mahalchus B'Shuk Yerushalayim. They walk in the Shuk Yerushalayim. V'Chem Shemagiyos Etz Abachuy Yisrael. Boyatois. They stamp their feet. And then the boys went on the Bachurim, and then the Yetzer goes into them, like an eris, like the poison of a snake that's angry. So my Puranu say him, what was the Puranis? What was the Oinish? What was the punishment of Benoit Zion? So the following posik, it says, that in place of boysim there was mak. So gemara mokim shoyim is basmas. The place that where they had boysim on the basar nas in the mokim it became all shriveled the mokim spoiled. V'tachas chagura nikpa. What does that mean? So gemara mokim shoyim chagura is betzaltul. The place that they had a chagura a belt nas in the kofim they had chaburas over there. Another punishment. V'tachas ma'ase miksho kolcha. So gemara mokim shoyim miskashes boy. The place used to miskash the hair. Nasik kochim, they became bold, which is most. V'tachas psigal mechagoy sak zok mo psochim amevin l'dein gilo. The oisam mokim that made l'dein gilo yu lemachgoyres sok. They were machgoyres sok, meaning zok mo kitachas yoifi because of all the yoifi that they misused, so they have all the dvarim chorim that came on them instead. Omer Rava hainu dami inchi chilufei shufra kiva. The replacement of the yoifi of the shufra was what was kiva. It was with all types of boils and all types of ailments. Zok di gemara state in the pasuk v'sipach Hashem kotkot benoist tiyon omer b'yisrael reb chanina melamed shepolcha ben tzaras loshen of sipach tzaras. Zok di gemara k'siv ocher, it says over here v'sipach u'k'siv osam, and it says over there l'seisa l'sapachas by mitzora. And just like over there, Tzeras of here also. V'Hashem posan yo'ogo. Poshan is a lashon of Pesach. Zokim al-Rav Shmuel, chad omar, meaning, shenishpechu kekitoin. They suddenly got meziva like a kitoin. They became mos. Chad omar, shenasu pischein ki yar. Their mokim ever became molly sar like a yar, so it was also mos. And the Medrash says that they fakir, they wanted to be, the Novi warned them, be careful because you might be captured by the oivim, by the enemies. So Yeshaya warned them to be careful about that. So they should chew before the oivim come. And they said, fakeret, they said, we want to be captured by them. Adarabba, we're waiting for them. So the Abisha made it while they were taken away. So then they became mos on the enemies. And they threw them off the wagons, the Medrash says, and they trampled them and they killed them, and they were because of all the mos that took place to them. So it was Mida Keneged Mida. Zok the Gemara, Omer Avidu Merav, Anshi Yushlaim, Anshi Shachatz Hoyu. They were Anshim, Anoshim of Gasi Ruach. They spoke with Shachatz, in the Loshen Nivul Pedik, Loshen Gaiva, in Ramazim. One person tells his friend, "B'masa arata ayoyim." His intention was legabitash shamita. He said, "B'masa arata." B'pas amela. Was it a pas that's nilosh, or b'pas she'ena amela? Or it wasn't nilosh kol tzarka. Meaning, was she a bula or besula? B'yayin gudeli. Was it a wine that's a white wine? Daf samach gimel amid aleph, or b'yayin chadeli? Or was it a black wine? What kind of wine was it? Meaning, was he a shchayr or was he levana? Zag demaga b'meisiv rochav. Was it a wide bed or b'meisiv kotzer? Meaning, was the woman, was she wide? Was she fat or was she skinny? B'chavet toiv b'chavet ra. Meaning, was she a pretty lady or not a pretty lady? Toiv ra. Omer Rav Chisda v'kulon. All these questions will iznus, all hinting iznus, and that is anshe yushlaim or anshe shachatz. At the same time, the Gemara says, Omer Rechava, Omer Rab Yehuda, Atzi Yushlaim shall kinomen hoyu. The Atzi Yushlaim that he used for the Tanurim that was made from kinomen, from cinnamon, it was such a good fragrance. Ubishoshoy Masikin man, when they torched the Tanur with it, Recha Noide B'chalei Tzol, they used to smell it all over Eretz Yisrael. Umishachor Yushlaim, and when it's Chor Yushlaim, Nignazu, there were Nignaz, V'lenishtaya from these Eitzim, nothing was left over. Elo Kesoira, small amount, like barley. Umishtakach, Bigizoi, the Tzimtzemoi Malkaso. And it's found in the oitzres of Tzimtzes Malka. Zagdashi, that was her name, Tzimtzem Malka. The Mashal learns that it was Tzimtzem Malka. It was specifically used only for the Beis HaMalchus and not anymore like it was used in abundance before the Churban for the Hasaka, for the Tanurim, for firewood. That we didn't have anymore after the Churban. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah on the top of Samach Gimel Amad Aleph.